Proclamation number 4052 of 30th of May, 1947. Love. Sin. Dark forces always oppose the divine principle of love and thus have a negative effect on the spiritual which is on earth and free will. They seek to induce it into unkindness, but just as they also trigger instincts and people are under the guise of love which pull them down and harden the soul's shell instead of melting it. And people who have made it their principle to fulfill the divine will are constantly harassed by such dark forces. For the divine will is presented to them as impracticable, so that the human being gets into mental conflicts if he is supposed to love God above all else and his neighbor and at the same time deny his fellow human being a service of love which is also a joy for himself. The dark forces are exceedingly zealous in misleading the thoughts of him who wants to make God his own. And yet, God's commandment of love can also be completely fulfilled by people who are exclusively spiritually active as soon as they only have the firm will to belong to God and to serve him. Then they will be guided by his Father's hand and truly the right path, so that they can constantly give love and are also permeated by his love themselves, which again takes effect in loving activity for their neighbor. Thus a high spiritual aim can be pursued, thoughts can be spiritually directed, love can always and constantly be practiced, and yet the human being can also make his fellow human being happy earthly and also be allowed to receive in giving. And he will not disregard divine will, he will submit himself to it and, as a proof of God's love, also be allowed to be happy on earth without interrupting his spiritual striving, for God himself has taken over the guidance of his life, he will know how to prevent what could seriously harm the spiritually striving person's soul. But just as he also distributes his gift of grace on earth to those who are his through their will and love for him. Anyone who wants to do what is right before God cannot sin, even though the forces of darkness would like to tempt him to do so, for God places himself protectively between the human being and these forces. He is so close to the human being that the principle of love cannot be shaken. Since love determines all thought and action and therefore everything the person does who strives to fulfill God's will is also good. For this is decisive, that the human being lives in love. Then God will also bestow his love upon him and not let him fall. Amen.